an old classic.
Oh, so you just end it right there? Let it fade in?
Yeah,
I see how it is.
Give them a little taste of it so they, you know, they know what we're talking about.
All right.
What is it?
Well, House of the Rising Sun, it's an older song. I thought it was a good song. I actually went back and watched the video. Like, it's really kind of weird, actually. But the song itself is a good song, I thought. Someone went and made a remix out of it. Not really a remix, but they took the computers. Took some old computers. And they found out what it was doing, which sounds made, which movements are which sounds and all that, and actually just made the music out of these old computers.
That sounds like someone had way too much time on their hands. I bet you they're invisibility.
Invisibility? Maybe they run a computer shop that no one goes to.
Alright. Well, this is Before There Were Monkeys podcast, broadcasting from downtown Fort Wayne tonight.
Be honest, we're in a library.
But we, no, technically we are broadcasting from downtown.
Yeah, the downtown library.
can you let me it sound at least a little bit cool?
No.
To be fair though, we're professional, we got suits on.
I have suits on.
Some of us do.
I just got back from work. Code just got back from an interview, and you looked like you just walked out of a laundry basket.
Yeah.
That's how I normally dress.
But this is me, Coda.
I'm Josh.
And then
I'm the one that walked out of the laundry basket, apparently.
And the producer, me, Amy.
Who's about to be in a laundry basket.
Right. Well, I mean, it's...
Sometimes I just want to push her out of the room, to be totally honest.
Fine.
You know what occurred to me?
What?
The day that we figured out which superheroes we were in the Marvel Universe, Amy was not here.
Yeah, I realize though, when Amy's not here, it gets real nerdy up in this bitch.
Occasionally it does, yeah.
No, it gets real nerdy.
So, anyways, speaking of that computer program, the guy who figured out each sound and made that whatever.
She hates it. That's not a prayer.
It's like you know how old prayers are.
Yeah. Is that the tone?
Oh goodness. Well, do you remember the story of the guy who built his own crib and
built his own crib?
Yeah, he built a crib.
Oh, the 300-pound guy on Taboo. Oh, we never told you this one?
I've never heard of
it. Oh my god. It was like a few months ago. This guy, he was on, on Taboo, I think, and he was 300 pounds, and he had this weird fetish that he liked to
be dressed like a baby,
and then breastfed.
So
he had this big fat lady with a big whopping tit, just whipped it out, and he would breastfeed off it.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
I know, it's like so disturbing.
I know, but here's the thing. This guy is so smart. He built a crib that could withstand his poundage.
Which is over 300 pounds.
So he built a crib that can withstand 300 pounds of weight. And
yet he's on disability.
And he's on disability, you see. So he can't work.
Okay.
Well, the government figures this out. They're like, I know, I've seen that guy somewhere.
Hey, if you can build a crib that can withstand
300 pounds.
You have some engineering skills.
Exactly. Yeah. They told him, like, they took away his disability. So now, like, he's, like, threatening to sue somebody for something.
No, he's threatening to kill himself.
Oh, that's what it was. He was threatening to kill himself.
And no offense, I don't think we're going to miss him all that much.
Okay, that was just me. But think about
but
it.
But I'm serious!
So, I was thinking,
I'm sorry,
I was like,
how old is this guy?
He's 50.
No, he's, like, in his 40s, isn't he?
Okay.
He's older than a year. What the fuck?
Right? Well, isn't that funny?
I'll look it up.
He's starting to kill himself. You know what? I'm going to kill myself if you don't give me back my disability because I can make a crib that can withstand 300 pounds does not mean I can't work.
They should tell him he's going to lose his disability in so long. He had like so long to get a job before disability disappears.
He's actually 350 pounds and his name is Stanley Thornton Jr.
Did he make a cement crib?
No, it wasn't cement. It was just
he did some engineering, like. Oh,
is this
steel crib? Is there a picture of this crib?
Or
no,
really
there's a
bad
picture of him drinking out of a bottle, though.
God, that would be so weird.
It is weird. But just think about all the time, like, he's getting a free ride because of his disability, yeah, just so he can play up on his little fetishes. Yeah. So whoever,
it's so creepy.
It is.
Is this lady pregnant, by the way? Cause
no, she's just old and fat.
Wait, are you talking about us?
No. How is she lactating, then?
I don't know if she's lactating.
Well, here's... Women can lactate for the rest of their lives if they've had a baby.
Okay, but...
So if I have a baby, and the only reason why it stops is because you stop breastfeeding.
So if she kept milking herself, then she could potentially...
So, this, yeah.
Is this like his mom or something? Or what?
No. Disgusting. It's his roommate, a former nurse. She plays the role of his mother.
Just curious.
And she also collects disability benefits.
How long has this been going on?
For a few years.
That's so creepy.
It is.
Seriously. Well,
there is so many. You gotta realize there are so many creepy stories out there. Like, I heard one time there was a dude who had been, like, sitting and rotting in a desk chair for, like, 3 years, and he died in that chair. He'd been sitting there naked, and he's, like, 300 pounds. He died in that chair. Wait. And he had roommates, but they never came in. They made sure he had food and, like, made sure he pooped and peed, but they didn't do anything else. They pulled him away from that chair. His skin just peeled off.
Yeah. That reminds me of a story I heard a long time ago about how some lady was sitting on a toilet for so long, and her skin started going around the toilet.
Oh, yeah, that's
a whole... Oh, I think I've heard the story, where she just said that she just sitting there one day taking a crap and...
I might as well stay here.
Just decided that... She wanted to stay there.
She was comfortable.
She never wanted to move again. Like, your legs would go numb, like, after, like, 5 minutes. Like, I don't know. God, those things weren't made for comfort.
Man, but speaking of the toilet, I went to take a leak earlier.
Oh, man.
And I went to wash my hands. I hear this guy struggling to take a poop.
It's so scary when you have that happen. It's like, I don't want to be next to
him. It's like... He couldn't breathe long enough to actually push it all the way out. Oh, that's so gross.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, interject back to the last story real quick. It's like a bat. It's like the lady being stuck on the toilet. It's like a Danny Glover never got off the toilet in Lethal Weapon 2. Just had to say it.
Like, oh, well. My legs are so numb. I've been sitting here all effing morning. I'm like, but did you flush at least? Please, like, because I'm like, can you watch that film? Because, like, my mind does crazy things, okay?
I
didn't flush. I'm a germaphobe.
Yes.
All right, let's just face this. I'm a germaphobe. So when I watch that film, get that away from me. When I watch the film, and then you know how, like, you grabbed him and then they went into the tub together? Yeah. All I could think of, he didn't wipe his ass. He was naked, so now he's on top of Mel Gibson, naked with a dirty ass, and he probably hadn't flushed, so it probably really smelled bad. I mean, like, no one else thinks of these things. They're watching, like, oh, that was a really cool part, the toilet explode. Yeah, but the toilet was filled with shit. Let's face facts.
Someone just got covered in shit, is what you're saying.
No, didn't he flush
it? Yeah, remember... No, he didn't get a chance to flush because it exploded and then it landed like on the car.
No, because I thought it was don't get off the toilet, but you can flush it. You just can't get off the toilet. That's the whole reason he sat down.
Did he wipe his ass? Because if he can't get off of it, it would have went kaboomy.
Kaboomy.
It doesn't really matter. There was still shit. There was still somewhere.
Can we get off the shit topic? We're always on this topic. At the beginning of our show, we're always on the shit and pooping. Gross topics. Let's get off this topic.
Okay.
It's grossing me
but
out.
But here's another one that I was... Okay, another movie that my... Oh,
please,
my
no poop joke.
It's not poop, but it's my germophobia / insanity.
Well, someone didn't wash their hands after taking a shit or something like that.
Well,
we can only horribly think that.
Have you guys ever seen the film The Red Eye? It's got Rachel McAdams in it.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who played the Scarecrow off of Dark Knight? No. Batman Begins? That might be it.
Yeah, Batman Begins.
Okay, well, he's the dude that played the Scarecrow. Anyways, so they're on this plane, you see. She's not suspecting the guy next to her as being oh, crazy killer. So finally she gets the point. She's like, oh, you're kidnapping me. You want something from me. I'm ransom. She's like, I'm going to go to the restroom, okay? Well, she goes to the plain restroom.
Cillian Murphy.
Whatever. She goes to the restroom, and she, like, leans on the toilet, and she's like, ugh, you know, like that, and she's just breathing hard. She's trying to get herself calmed down because she's, like, really upset and shaking.
On the toilet?
On the toilet, right. Well, then she stands up, and then she goes to the sink, and then she just turns the sink on, and then she just, like, she takes water, and she starts drinking the water from her hands.
And then
splashes the water on her face, and I'm like, your hands were just over a nasty, nasty plain toilet.
Did she touch the sink?
Yeah, she did.
Her hands are always on the topics.
The first time I watched this, no one ever thought anything of it. I'm like, she just went from the toilet to drinking water from her hands in the sink. Like, that's just nasty. How does no one pick this up? But I guess just me, because it freaked me out.
Yeah, I think I take care of this kind of stuff at work all the time. I have to wear rubber gloves. But speaking of McDonald's, though, man.
Oh, thank God we're getting off poop topic.
We just got new equipment. All right, like brand new equipment, like a $5,000 fryer to make everybody happy and sleep with them for some time. All right.
Fries!
I have to deal with this thing on a daily basis. And, like, it's, when I go to dispose the grease, it's supposed to be really easy. Hit a button, another button, and it's gone.
No,
they fucked it up. Right now, until someone comes to fix it, which I doubt something happens anytime soon because McDonald's won't pay for it. Cheap bastards. I have to take the hot grease, put it in, let it go in the pan, take it and go and dump it somewhere else. That's like 30 pounds of grease, of boiling grease that I have to carry.
No, that's wasteful too, because normally you can...
Well, it actually goes back to the same spot and they still take it and do all the stuff.
Ew!
What?
Oh, I'm not eating McDonald's anymore. That's so nasty. Well,
they take it back to the waste or whatever they do with that. Because there's a separate grease trap where you can just dump grease in it.
Yeah, I used to work at a place called the Chicken Shack. Now...
Wait. The Chicken Jack?
The Chicken Shack.
Oh, Shack. Okay. So were you guys, like, hooking up with chickens? No, that's good.
Nah, it's just basically a bunch of chicken and fish meals. Anyways... They had fryers, but you're complaining about how it's supposed to be easy to push a button. Mm-hmm. Here was our fryers. When I had to go to clean them and open up the bin, I go get a big pan. And then I put the pan underneath. And then I would take this lever thing and crank it to the other side and watch it pour into the thing. Then I'd take this boiling oil. Oh, it has to turn it off, by the way, because I had to make two trips of this. Take it out, then make this little, it had like a filter thing.
Yeah.
Then I had to pick this huge ass heavy pan up.
That's where other fryers, I have to do that one too.
And then pour it on this filter thing, and then take the filter out, and then put it back in the fryer, and then do it again.
Mm-hmm. A little more advanced.
That was my job. I hated that job.
I could do that kind of stuff all the time.
I got fired from that job because they didn't tell me my schedule.
Oh. What? Here's that as every segue into our next topic.
Anyway.
So everyone's heard about the bath salt thing.
The bath salt.
No. Well, because of patients. I've been hearing everyone say patient zero. Because the guy who did bath salts in Miami then ate the guy's face on the highway. You hear about that?
I don't watch the news, so no.
Well, I'll put a link in the blog. But
what are you talking about?
What?
Someone ate someone's face?
Yeah.
Well, if you're hungry, you gotta eat something. I'm sorry.
The guy like who's tripping balls on bath salt, and then he was on the highway and he started eating this guy's face. But apparently, the guy has face eating his face. He's all right.
Did he just take a bite out of his cheek or something?
No, he's just eating his face.
This is really good cheek meat. No.
Well, I didn't know this bath salt. Because I remember watching Dateline and like they're talking about the new craze is bath salts. Because like one kid was like taking bath, like he'd been doing bath salts, and then fucking he ramped his car into a tree.
Now, Jesus. Is it actually bath salt?
No,
like
no,
the thing you
it's
make the store?
Called bath salts, but it's not actually bath salts. It's just, it's a name. Much like they call, like, angel dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just call it a bath salt, but it's actually like...
You know, I've always heard it called bath salt. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the exact name of it.
I think I have it pulled up.
It's always been called referenced as bath salts to me.
Well, there's different ones you can get. Like, there's Ivory Wave, Purple Wave, Vanilla Sky, Bliss.
Vanilla Scotch. What?
I mean, they have such pretty names. It sounds like candy or, like,
the next time you go take a bath, sort of like scent.
But...
next time you go take a bath, you'd be like, I wonder if I can snort this.
Yeah. No, thank you. I like my brain cells.
I don't think we get to your brain cells.
But what were you saying about the bath salts?
I thought they had died down. I didn't know they were still going. I didn't know everyone was still going crazy on
them. Coda, how long did it take for cocaine to die down?
Never.
I didn't say.
Or crack.
Exactly. It was more prominent in the 80s.
Hey,
but
remember,
still,
it's just no one
remember,
talks about it anymore.
Remember, CIA introduced crack into the... But you know what they're credited, not credited with? CIA?
No.
Malt liquor.
Really?
That was just a joke off.
Oh,
American Dad.
Have you seen Pineapple Express?
Oh, yeah, I don't see
that. I love the beginning of that, how, like, testing out the pot to see if they're making more obedient.
yeah, like, they're, it's like 1940s, they're, like, sitting
how
like,
how do you
what?
Feel?
What?
That's just like, how do you feel? Fuck you.
Fuck you, man.
Well, you know what?
He's like,
fail.
Whoop.
That was awesome.
That was my favorite part. I think that was, like, the only, yeah, and then, like, he gets on the phone, he's like, illegal.
That was awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
That's what determined everything nowadays.
Yeah.
Some guy just gets on the phone.
Do you know why it's
this
illegal?
Illegal.
It's illegal because the lumber industry, they were
Oh my God.
They were losing profit
That's
because you can
hemp.
Use hemp for anything.
Hemp. You're thinking about hemp.
Yeah, and what does marijuana make?
Hemp. No,
That's
no, no.
right.
Marijuana is made from hemp.
Exactly. No.
You have two different. You have two different things.
You can get hemp.
You'd have two different things mixed up.
Reason
you're talking about. So. We're talking about just the sale of marijuana. You're talking about using hemp to make products, like say clothing, stuff like that.
Yeah, and
I'm saying
if it wasn't for the push of the lumber industry, marijuana, the smoking stuff, or any of the products therefrom, wouldn't be illegal.
Actually, you can get a hemp suit.
Yeah, but that's very recently. Before
it would be illegal
it was
no matter what
nothing.
Because it's too easy to grow at home. People hate that shit. The government's like, you know what?
You
they
know what?
There's no way around it. We have to make this illegal.
How can we make our fucking taxes from it?
No, let's not get political on this one. So, I remember you telling me before the podcast about lemonade stand.
Oh, God. I was on the way here, actually, I think is what it was. It was pretty funny. I was driving up from my fiance's house over here, and I was going down a road that wasn't really that busy. I mean, it was more of a medium traffic, but not really that much.
Yeah.
And they were right by a stop sign. So I see these little kids, so doesn't run up there. I'm like, the only car coming up, and they're all going, lemonade. One's got a sign waving it, lemonade. And I
don't want your dirty lemonade, you
windows
fucking
down
kids.
So I can hear them. I stop at the stop sign, looking straight ahead. Not trying to give them
don't,
info.
If you ever look at, don't ever look at people on the side of the road because they will sting to the ear.
Yeah.
Like they'll come up to your car like, man, you got some change.
Yeah.
Man, you want to get the car wash? No, I'm good. Fucking just leave me alone. And never have your window rolled down. Never roll down your window if someone's on the side of the road.
I have to when it's too hot. But anyway.
That's why you have air conditioning.
I don't have air conditioning.
Get air conditioning so you don't have to run into that.
I don't have money for this. I don't know.
Anyway, I
started driving past it and they start going, no, he needs to love. Like, they start yelling, need lemonade. And one little kid, as soon as I pull away, runs up to the street and just does his arms up and wide, like, why?
Why? These kids are
why
like.
Why did you stop?
You know,
these kids
sad.
Are serious.
He was so depressed. I was like, oh, man. And I feel so bad. I'm probably going to Carly to see him for a while.
No!
And the sad thing, were you driving the van today?
The van? The van's my van.
He only has one car. It's not like
it's a spaceship.
He's not called a spaceship.
I saw him driving a car though.
No, I don't know who you're thinking about.
The last podcast, he drove a car.
I don't think so.
No, you're thinking about Jacob.
No, I followed him.
I followed you. He's not like Matt. He doesn't have a whole car dealership in front of his house.
I drove my mom's car.
Oh, that's why.
It did have air conditioning. And she said, I'm not going to Austin. I'm like, yes.
Take my car. I just love my parents. Like, when I used to live with them, they let me drive their cars all the time.
My dad has a truck. He's a truck. I love driving that thing.
Speaking of cars, me and Amy tried going to trade in our car. And I love it. It's like going to see, like, if you want to, like, sell your house with, like, a real estate agent. And it's like, it comes the bad news. You're pretty much upside down on this car. You're fucked. I don't know. Whoever sold you this car really fucked you over. I'm like, well, thank you. Thank you for fucking bashing on me.
No, I'm okay. And the guy's like,
you sure you don't make more money? I'm like,
what, do you want me to lie?
I make $1,000 every week.
I do.
And I tip really well. Here's a quarter.
But, I mean, those Kias are nice, but I'm not like, oh my god, I don't have a Kia.
Yeah, no. It's, you know, I would love.
What would you love?
Either a truck. I just want a truck in general, but I would love to get a Camaro.
Oh, Camaro. No, what I want to get, my car of choice, Dodge Challenger.
Dodge Challenger. The new one? Yeah, those are awesome. They're fucking
sweet.
I love the body style.
392 V8 engine.
Okay, let's stop talking about cars, boys.
It's the only time we get like Matt and like, oh.
We're gonna have to go stand up pretty much.
I'm gonna need to take a cold shower, guys. I'll be back in a few minutes. You're right.
Speaking of cold showers, Pierce Brosnan is sexy. He is sexy. No. Yes,
rant away if you want.
He is,
but he can't sing for shit.
Mamma Mia was not one of his better movies.
It was not. It was kind of horrible.
He's a good James Bond. I'll give him that. He really is a good James Bond. You know what? But he can't sing for shit.
All you gotta do is put it on mute and enjoy.
He just needs lips moving. Like, this is very distracting.
You said about, I don't know how I got in the Father's Day, Pierce Brosnan.
I don't know how you joined those two together.
I don't remember.
Well, no, the movie Mamma Mia. He was one of the three fathers of the daughter, because I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, yeah. You just joined.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What were you going to say about Father's Day, though?
Father's Day's going to be awesome, man. I'm going to get drunk, mess, you know, have a good time.
Well, my dad's coming into town. He's driving all the way from Wyoming.
Are you expecting a child or something?
I was born on Father's Day, man.
Oh, that's why you're talking about it.
That's right.
No, actually, I'm just talking about it. I brought it up because of... My dad wants me to do his brakes on his truck for him for Father's Day.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
We're gonna have a nice little party and everything. Badminton. Hey, that's a sport, man. That's an Olympic sport.
That's a damn sport.
Whatever happened to badminton? Oh, yeah, have you ever seen Thief in the Collar?
You were born on Monday. You were born on...
I was born on Father's Day. Because of leap year. It only happens every so many years.
Yeah, because you're born on the 18th.
Yep.
I'm that creepy that I'm looking at your Facebook page right now.
You're creeper.
Weirdo.
What
is this photo?
Okay, let's not do this. Have you ever heard of the movie The Thief and the Cobbler?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
Naruto.
Shh, calm down. We don't want to get yelled at by the librarian again.
Naruto.
That's why you had to end our show. That's why we had to end our show early last week.
Yeah, it was a little abrupt stopping because the lady was pointing downward. And I'm like, yes, lady, I'm putting my stuff in the back. And she kept on pointing. And I'm like, I don't understand what her problem is. Can't she see that I'm throwing things away and getting out of here? And then finally, she knocks on the door and says, open up the door. You couldn't have done that 10 minutes ago when you were staring at me creepily and pointing at me?
No, she just likes to stare.
But whatever.
That could be how she has fun. I mean, you're really bored.
Hey, you know what I'm going to say? Even though the lady came in, we have not had it. Before that, we had no incidents. And I've said some things in this room.
You have screamed in this room.
I have screamed, I've yelled penis, I've yelled dildo, I've done a lot of things in this room.
You've done a lot of things or said a lot of things?
Remember that one time I yelled I was naked?
I'm potato naked. Potato chips.
Potato chips. Oh my inside God. Joke. We're not going into this.
Oh. I want to hear about this inside
okay.
joke.
Okay, all right.
No, it's a way too long of a story. No. Way too long.
Let's so just summarize. It's okay.
Summarize.
She got mad at me. I'm telling the shortened version. She got mad at me because I wouldn't put my key. I wouldn't put her keychains on my keychain. Like she had like those. She has like a bunch of state keychains. She wanted to put on my key loop. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, don't put it on there. She's like, yeah, put it on there. I want it on there. I'm like, no, it's my key loop. I can do whatever I want with it. So she like looks at me all pissed, and she chucks him out the window.
I chucked him out the door.
Chucked him out the door, which we live on a second story apartment, so it went right down to the grass. And then like
so
I'm standing by the door, and I'm eating pita chips. And I'm just like, num, 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 num.
He didn't care.
Because I didn't care. So she just threw him down. I'm like, you're not killing me here.
Hold on. So, and I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, why don't you care? Why aren't you getting mad that I just chucked the freaking keys out the window?
Some chips, man.
And then I just, this is what enters my consciousness as I'm sitting there fuming. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
So she just puts out her, she looks at me and she just does this. To my bag of pita chips.
I'm like, and he looks at me and he's like, my pita chips.
You're an ass.
It's like Magic Code for that one too.
He was.
So,
I should have threw him out the balcony so he went to get him.
Oh, that would have been a great idea, but it was priceless. It was like the whole world ended suddenly when those pita chips got smashed to dust. My pita chips.
That's the pita chips. You don't mess with the guy's food. You don't. People ask my food, I get pissed off.
So, I went on that bike ride over the weekend.
Did you get another scar?
No, but I did fall off my bike a few times.
Oh my god,
no, dude. It was over 90 degrees, and then there was just, like, the first little bit wasn't that bad, but then, like, when we got... What are you doing? I had, like, a seizure over there. We got out of Fort Wayne, and then we got out of... Huntington, and then it got worse after we got out of Huntington, because we were on that stretch of 37 that leads into 9, no, it's, yeah, 37 that leads into Marion, and it's just a long stretch, and it's just wind, and we're just, me and my neighbor Matt are just fucking tired.
I'm with Matt.
Not Matty Poo, not Douchebag.
No, I don't know, maybe your neighbor, I got you.
Yeah, neighbor Matt.
Asshole.
But we were riding, and it's just, oh, we were getting so exhausted. We get into Marion, I'm like, we gotta take an hour long break. And we'd only done like 58 miles at that point. So from there we go.
What was the total mileage though?
90 miles.
Well, technically it was 89.2.
No, it was 90.
89.2. Because this is what happened.
No. On my computer, on my bike, it says 90 miles.
Okay, they did 90 miles. But they didn't
to disprove me.
They didn't make it to the campground.
Yeah.
Can I get
done with my story?
Yeah.
You're done to the end. Damn, woman.
But that's the best part.
Well, we...
It's of course just, it's the best part, because you had to drive there.
Yeah. Well, the day's just getting on. Like, it's like around 5 o'clock, and we get down to Frankton. And like we've already done 90 miles, and we're trying to find the campground. And the sun is just beating down. There's no clouds. And I'm like, I'm dying. I can't go anymore. I have to stop. Try and call her. She doesn't answer the phone.
But here's
Did you piss her off before you left?
Here's what happened.
She left her phone.
Here's what happened. Half an hour before they decided to finally
crash.
She
went swimming.
I called and I asked them where they were. And they said, oh, we're 30 minutes away. And I'm like, okay, so you guys will be here in 30 minutes. I'm like, yeah, not a problem. I'm like, okay, well, me and my sister, we're going to go to the pool. So if you can't get a hold of us for any reason, that's because we're going to be at the pool. So we go to the pool, we swim, we get cold. We're like, oh, let's head back. I get back to the campground, and I noticed that there was 16 missed calls.
Yes, because...
not even spaced a minute apart.
Well, we just crashed underneath a tree. It's like, I gotta get off this bike. And so, like, I laid underneath the tree. I'm laying down. Just laying down flat on the ground. And I'm in and out of consciousness. I'm sleeping. I'm half awake. And, like, just waiting for Amy to show up. Or waiting for her to call back. Oh, God, it was terrible. And then, like, after... like, we went swimming. And then, like, after... few hours, I'm like, all right, well, we might go for tomorrow. We wake up the next morning, I'm like, I can't move my legs.
Well, yeah, it's a work calendar, jeez.
I get the phone call, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm like, where are you guys at? It's been, 45 minutes since I called you. And they're like, you need to come and get us. And I'm like, okay, I got the instructions where they were. I start heading down the road, 0.8 miles exactly. I look over and they're behind the tree. I'm like, you guys are going to kick yourselves when you realize how close you were to the campground. Yeah. And then it wasn't even 2 minutes later I made it to the campground. They're like, son of a bitch.
Hey, I couldn't go any longer, so I'm just point. Saying.
It's like, yeah, you guys failed.
Whatever. I did 90 miles in one day. How many people can say that besides pro cyclists?
You know what I'm strong?
You know what? I did 90 miles in one day with my car. That's right.
See, I know exactly how it feels, though, because I took a 2-week Mississippi canoe trip. Oh. And, like, we're going through, we took a wrong turn and got to this little lake. Well, we just started going on, it starts raining, starts getting really windy, these waves are coming up, they're like 3 feet tall. And if we go sideways at them with their canoe, it'll just tip us over and all our gear will be gone. And so we're sitting here kind of like bouncing in the waves, getting water in the canoe. And the shore is over here. We just can't turn to get to it because we'll tip over. So anyways, that's how it feels when it's like, I'm too tired.
Yeah,
do you want this? Because after that, we still had a good 5 or 6 miles just to get to our destination for the night.
We had something like that similar happen to us. We went to the Chain of Lakes. Is that what it was?
Chain of Lakes.
It was nice and beautiful. We're enjoying the weather. It's going great. Out of nowhere, boom. This tornado... of water and wind.
Don't say tornado. Just say clashes. A gigantic storm just rolled in.
A tornado rolled in.
Okay? No, not a tornado. Not a tornado. A storm rolled in.
Okay, a tornado rolled in. And...
you're going to get the wrong impression.
Okay, a tornado rolled in. It was made of water. A water tornado happened. And we're like, oh my God, we're trying to get through this. And for every stroke you made, yeah, it would push you back 2 or 3 feet.
Yep.
So, it was impossible.
Yep.
By the time, it was still raining by the time we reached shore. And then I'm like, you're already soaked. Your stuff is already soaked and you're exhausted. And then you have to walk with all your gear to the car.
Yeah. Could have been worse.
Mine was a 2-week trip.
But now we're in the middle of a drought. So, now you kind of wish for the torrential downpour.
Yeah.
That's the best time to go out there. You sit in the middle. As long as you know you're just in family, it's not a bad. The shore's not too far away.
Alright, so... did you have another topic you want to talk about? I'm going to kill you.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
There you go. Well, let's talk about the bacon dip I saw.
The bacon dip? Oh, okay.
On the bike ride. Oh. We got done, and then I'm like, let's go to Walmart and get some food.
Bacon dip.
So let me tell you. We're looking at chips, and I look at the chip dip, and I see bacon ranch dip. I about had to go take a cold shower at that point.
Bacon is disgusting.
As Tom Griswold has been saying, bacon is jumping the shark.
Bacon is disgusting. Let's just face it. Speaking of nasty bacon. Burger King decides,
See, good thing about bacon, get nice and crispy.
Ugh.
That's really good.
I don't like bacon because if you fry it, it stinks. And if you don't fry it, you get botulism.
All right, Jimmy Gabby.
It's disgusting.
Now, how do you, fancy. Do you like yours, like, if you, if when you,
I like
when
mine flaccid.
When you get done cooking yours, do you like them like you hold onto it and it sticks straight up, or do you like it when it flops?
Like it's crispy, so like when I touch it, it's gonna break.
I don't like that. I do not like that.
Kinda likes his floppy.
I like mine chewy.
Like yours flaccid?
He likes his flaccid. That's floppy.
I mean, you don't... The whole point of bacon is not to burn it to a crisp.
The point of bacon is to have it limp. It is noodle.
Like, when you eat it and it's too... when it's too burned, it's like... It's all salty. It's like your teeth... It's like you're eating a salty brick.
I don't want to get to the point where it's like too crispy, though. I just get to the point where it's not going to be chewy. I don't like it chewy.
If I have to spend more than 1 minute sitting here gnawing on this thing, it's not worth it.
Mine are delicious. You gotta admit it.
Oh, no, I will not
admit. Josh, I'll hug you over one morning. We can make some bacon.
I don't want no flaccid shit, man.
You gotta taste my bacon. My bacon's good.
You don't want his flaccid bacon?
No, I don't.
My bacon's good. Bacon. It's crispy, but it's not burned. So I don't like it burned.
It's semi-hard.
Semi-hard?
Oh, my God, you're gross.
Like, what you're so gross. To stay out of this podcast.
Right?
So we gross.
We turn everything into a sexual innuendo.
Ew.
What we have nowadays, anything can be sexual. You can go up to somebody and be like, hey, want to open the toothpaste? Because you say it with the right tone and right look on your face.
You want to open my tube?
That automatically means you want to have sex. No.
You want to open my tube?
You can say that. You can see how you're right. It's like, do you want a sip of that Pepsi? Like, you can say anything and make it... Yeah, you're right.
The weirdest thing.
Oh, you guys.
I love the toothpaste one. Because it just... Started.
Want a drink of my soda?
Okay. Oh, God. We're just getting
speaking
dirty.
Of which, bacon bits. Burger King in their infinite wisdom.
I heard they had a bacon shake.
They do.
Bacon bits.
It's...
Like the fairy dust of the food kingdom.
It's a
bibbidi bobbidi bacon.
It's
I like that one though. That should be a catchphrase.
Yeah. Bibbidi bobbidi bacon.
Sorry. Well, what it is, it's a bacon bit sundae. That's a sundae so with bacon bits on it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I usually that's my thing. I love bacon and ice cream.
I just don't know how bacon and ice cream will go together. They don't. They're disgusting.
Bacon and French
try
fries
it and then you'll see.
I put ice cream and french fries together. That's good.
That is good, especially Wendy's where you drip the fries and the frosty. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
But bacon bits on a sundae?
I don't
topped
know.
With a cherry?
My God, that's like blasphemy.
No, it's like disgusting.
However,
people are getting disgusted.
However, if there's whipped cream involved...
The
whole table's open.
Hey.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Do you like whipped cream?
Love whipped cream.
Love it too. Yeah, just really Burger King, really? You're going to put bacon bits on a sundae?
Look, everybody that goes there to get as much like nasty burnt burgers as they can.
Their burgers have no flavor. It's like they boil them and then they fry them or something.
They fry them and put them in grease.
No, like the meat itself.
I'm not kidding.
Have you ever had boiled hamburger?
I'm not kidding.
Like when you're a kid?
Put it in grease.
What?
Yeah. They kind of like they cook it, and it has to do with how they cook it, something like that. But it, a lot of times it just kind of sits in some grease and kind of like absorbs it. They don't do theirs regular. They do them a different way, like most fast food places.
Flame broiled, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure.
Yeah,
lame bro.
But their burgers have absolutely no flavor. Like, there's no flavor.
That's why they have ketchup.
That's why, that's why they like layer it with like all those condiments and other stuff. It's like, I know we don't have flavor to our burgers, but pretend they're good. Their chicken sandwiches are amazing, though.
I
love their
original
chicken.
I love
the
white stuff. So I mean, the mayonnaise is all over the chicken.
What kind of white stuff are you talking about over there?
Whipped cream.
Mayonnaise.
Sorry, good.
You guys are gross.
But, yeah. Bacon bits and burger. Burger King with a sundae.
I'm sorry, as long as we're on the topic. You ever had a Steak and Shake recently?
We actually went to Steak and Shake while we were down in Noblesville.
Did you? Was it good?
It was pretty good. Why?
I love their shake. Like, you know how I get their shake and it's like the very top part is like the
whipped cream and the
cherry?
Whipped
cream and the bits.
Like and the cherry and the bits.
Usually take the cherry off them. I'm curious.
Oh, I love cherries. I don't know what it is. I love cherries now.
Oh, I hate them. Well, I don't have blueberries, but like the whipped cream, you know, it's got the little bits in like the rest of the shake does. I want a cup just that.
Just the whipped cream?
Bits and the whipped cream. Mm. And the cookie dough bits, the M&M bits, but make whipped cream. That's so good.
You make me hungry on this podcast.
They should have put a blueberry on top instead of a cherry.
But a cherry's more classic.
Yeah, it's iconic.
You know.
Well, who cares about the iconic part?
Oh, look, I get to eat my cherry now.
It should be blueberry.
Let's put a little blueberry on there.
But that sounds awesome.
How about I make you a shake and I'll put a blueberry on top?
Considering your shakes are only soft.
Shakes?
Oh,
get off me.
You.
Get off me. I hate you.
Something, didn't I?
I hate you. I hate you.
He doesn't know. He made me a smoothie one time.
It was a shake.
It consisted of like an ice cube, yogurt.
There was no yogurt.
And like a whole apple. And he just put it in the container. It was
this never happened.
Like he doesn't your know
stories,
what he's doing.
Your stories suck.
Dakota, I think she confused you for the tart downstairs.
I think she is. I don't know. Honestly. All right,
The only thing he can do is make good alcoholic shakes, because after a couple, you don't taste them anymore. Like the pina colada and the mudslide.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Did you have mudslide with us?
I think it might have. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't. I had something. I was over there one time. We made some drinks. It was pretty good.
I think it was mudslides.
Never buy store bought mudslides. Those are
like,
gross.
Like I said on Twitter, I think Chi Chi's did a bad thing by calling their thing the Mexican mudslide. Seriously? What the fuck was the marketing department thinking? Hey, you know what? I like the mudslide idea. Let's throw Mexican in front of it because it's Chi Chi's.
Let's throw Mexican in front of it. That way they think it's loaded with tequila when it has none.
No. Think about it. Mexican mudslide. And what is Mexico most known for in the water? And what does the water make you do?
Oh, really?
Jesus, I hate when I have to explain myself to you. Josh, did you get it at first?
Not quite at first. It took me a couple of
minutes. Once I said Mexico and then water, did you get it?
Yeah, I guess.
See? We needed a little bit of explaining. That's disgusting, Coda. Wasn't that called Montezuma's Curse? That's what they should call that.
Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah, they should call that Montezuma's Revenge Mudslide.
Mudslide. Ew, it's gross.
Like, it's like, you want it chunky or not chunky?
Oh, okay.
Corn.
We're going to talk about the woman who got molested by TSA. Yeah, I was just skimming through, and I see on the Daily UK, this woman, it's this video, I'm pretty sure the guy who is videotaping is her son, and, like, the video starts off, this woman's standing on a pad, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs, I want a police officer, get a police officer, I was molested by the TSA agent, and she's just screaming, and, like, you can see, like, off in the corner, like, one of the TSA agents, like, smirk for a bit, and then, like, because, like, she knows she's getting videotaped. She, like, instantly smirks and then dies.
Straight face, yeah.
And I'm like, why would you scream if you got molested? I mean, did the woman, like, who was giving the pat-down go, right? Because
didn't really get molested.
Because I was dumb enough when I was going through security. I left my belt on, and they're like, yeah, I know. They're like, you've been selected to get screened because you're a dumbass. And the guy's like, are you all right with me screaming? Like, I don't care. And all they do is go, they just take their hands, flat palms, and go down your body. And then they'll go, like, flat palms up your crotch. They won't touch your crotch. They won't.
They just go, man.
They didn't even hit it.
Of course he doesn't want to hit it.
Of course. He could, you know, have the biggest hands in the world and need stillness.
Well, yeah. Please don't be mean.
I'm just kidding, Coda.
But
that's not due to Coda. That's just because another guy does not want to touch.
Exactly.
Does not want to touch another dude's crotch. I'm sorry.
He's not gonna want to touch. I don't
care. This lanky black guy is wanting to just go down my sides. But
I've had it happen before. At first, I went to a club.
That's not TSA.
All the girls in. Without doing anything. They're like, hey, man, we have to make sure you don't have shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Well, what are they going to do? Hiding a switchblade in their vajayjay? Time to start a fight! Where you at? I'm going to start this fight.
It was horrible, though, because, like, And he's like, hey, I got a patch here. I'm like, what, are you serious right now? I was like, yeah.
Well, you have pockets. They only have vajayjay, vajayjay crevices.
I was like, you're shit. I was wearing jeans.
But watching the video, it's pretty, like, the guy, like, the security guard's, like, pushing him back. He's like, you can't videotape this. You can't videotape this at all. The guy's like, I want to see the ordinance. Where's the ordinance? The guy's like, I just know what you can't record here. The guy's like, I want to see the ordinance. I want to see where it says that I cannot record. He's like, So, like, at the end of the video, and, like, all throughout the video, you can hear the woman still screaming, I want a police officer. And, like, you see her, like, walking away. She's like, why didn't you do anything? She molested me. And, like, you see, I'm assuming is her son's, like, yeah, she's never been to an airport before. And so, like, he's walking down, like, the concourse, heading to the boarding area. And you can... He's just like walking, and you can hear his mom still. And like, he gets to the end, he like flips the camera up in his face. He's like, another exciting adventure.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It was pretty funny.
His mother must have issues.
You know for a fact that she was not molested if she's sitting there screaming.
I mean, seriously, why would you freak out like that? Unless, I'm saying, unless the woman grabbed your ass or grabbed your tits or maybe made a slight gesture at your vagina, you weren't molested. You were just touched.
Yeah, no.
And anyways, in those circumstances, do what you want. Just get me on the plane. That's all I care.
Do what you want? Oh, no. Next time you go to Fort Dodge, they're like, I remember you. You said do what you want.
Do what you want.
I remember you. I'm so glad you chose my lane.
It'd be more like this. I remember you.
I remember you.
Maybe some gay guy.
Oh, it doesn't even matter. Like, people portray gay people as like, yeah, they'll touch me. Oh my god, they'll touch me. Like, oh my god. No, they will not. Because you know what? You know what? That's just like saying a straight man's gonna touch a woman, like, on that kind of situation. He's gonna touch a really hot woman and just be all up on her.
Officers actually do that all the time. Well, girls know, do it together. Like, they said, hey, I can give you like $300 ticket or you can let me do something really quick.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How many instances have you found that? What?
They don't actually like write this stuff down because they did. They'd get sued by people.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't care. Because
okay. There are some like dumb blondes out there that'd be like, oh, I don't want the $300 ticket. I'll just take a quick cop or something, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, my point was, before you got me sidetracked.
I thought we were on topic now. Airport's going wrong and everything.
I was going to switch topics, man, because I thought we hit the end of this topic.
We have a producer.
And now,
What?
So have you seen Prometheus?
What did you say?
I haven't seen it. It looks really good, though.
Do you want to see it?
I do want to see it. I've seen the previous
one. We should go see it this weekend. You have time.
What?
You don't?
Prometheus?
Not even on Saturday night? You gotta work?
I might actually work Saturday instead of Sunday. It's either Saturday or Monday at the tournament.
Well, then if we can't go see it this weekend, we gotta go see it next weekend. But I read a review of it. Have you read anything on it?
I haven't read a whole lot on it. I
pretty much know the back. Sorry. I know the backstory of it now just because I read that review, but I'm not gonna give too many spoilers out. Mm. But I'm gonna.
You're the spoiler.
Well, the thing I didn't know about it was it was like the aliens movie.
The engineers.
Yeah. And kind of like where they go to the, I don't know what the planet it was, but they said it was like it almost seemed like a prequel to the movie they did before.
But they said the way it looked in the trailer, it did look like it was a prequel, but it's not set on the same planet.
Yeah.
As the original Alien.
That's what I heard.
But I think everything was like. What I'm thinking is this, the same circumstances happened.
Yeah. It looks really good, though.
It does look really good. But
not quite as good as The Avengers.
But I like the concept of the fact that, like, they're trying... it seems like a lot of these recent sci-fi movies or sci-fi things, like, talking about, like, us coming from another race or another civilization. Yeah. Like, I can name three, well, two more including this one. That do it, like, for example, Halo and then Caprica. Because in Halo, they're talking about the Forerunners.
Yeah.
And they pretty much gave... They were human-like.
But they kind of just
created. Well, they died out, but then like they created in that universe, they created us, and we're called Reclaimers.
I'm a Reclaimer.
But like in
Reclaim the human form.
But it's like that in Prometheus. It's like the engineers seeded planet Earth, so we're descended from the engineers.
Yeah.
But and then like the same way in Cat, like you gotta like watch the whole thing of Battlestar Galactica. Like, this is a spoiler. It's been out for a long time now. The end of the series, it's they get off the ship and it turns out they're 150,000 years before the dawn of man, before our modern time. So it's 150,000 years in the past.
It's kind of like Planet of the Apes when at the very end he figures out he's still on the same planet. That really blows.
Because I was watching. I've been watching.
Spoiling it for me.
I've been catching up on Caprica, and I'm like thinking I'd never watched Battlestar Galactica, and I was starting off with Caprica, and I'm like, is this in the future?
Yeah.
Well, have you heard Caprica?
I've heard of it. I've not seen it.
It's pretty good. It's hard to follow, but pretty good.
I like it.
Princess Bride. That's what I was gonna say.
Because like I thought it was in the future.
Chocolate chip cookies.
All I can say is Eric Stoltz is a god in my eyes.
That's only because you're the man crush on him.
I want to make a t-shirt that just has an outline of his face and it just says, God among redheads.
I noticed that he was a redhead.
He is a redhead.
Like, he's like a reddish, like he's jumper blonde hair like I do.
And he also has freckles on his arms like I do.
And the funny thing is, he's
trying to take a spot again.
I want to take his... I want to live in his body.
I was looking at him, like, I was watching him, like, he's... See, normally redheads are ugly. Let's just face facts. When we went to Steak and Shake, going back to Steak and Shake, it's so funny because...
Which Steak and Shake did you guys go to?
We went to
Noblesville.
We went on
I already told you this, man. Keep up.
So we go there, and we go to pay for our bill, and me and my sister were both redheads. So my sister and I were both redheads. And I was telling her before we went up there, I was like, Sarah, have you noticed that most redheads are ugly? And she's like, yeah, I've noticed that. She said, it makes me kind of glad, you know, I didn't get hit with the ugly stick. And I'm like, yeah, me too. And then we get up there, and we see this really pretty redhead. I'm like, oh, look, that's just a disclaimer. And then her buddy, who's also a redhead, comes up to most ugly woman I've ever met. Like, it looked like her face had been dipped in acid, and then
so ugly.
By, like, the
Two-Face.
I don't know. Acid. She was just... Oh, what are you...
She was just so ugly.
Her hair was red, but it was like a frizzy mess that she just kind of put in like side ponytails, and... Oh, she was so hideous. And then I look back at the other redhead who's gorgeous, and I'm like, I know this is an asshole thing to do, but I'm like, Sarah, what is that? Do you remember what I said to her?
Killed by space note, like.
Oh, I don't remember.
Food.
Oh, what did I say? I was like,
the two different versions.
I was like, we have two prime examples right in front of us: the ugly one and the red and the pretty one. I just felt like that.
I will have to agree. Like, yeah. I had to agree with her because there are some like girls that are like redhead and they are ugly. And the same way with redhead guys, because like if they have like sometimes they can have like too many freckles and then they'll have a fat face and it's just like, oh my god, get away from me. Like that one kid, from those 90s movies from Sandlot. Who was he?
Sandlot. Oh,
man, he was one ugly fucking redhead.
I know who you're talking about too.
I'm gonna look him up.
But and
he was one ugly motherfucker.
And the thing is, it's not necessarily that all redheaded women are ugly. It's just that they're so plain. They have no like facial, like their cheekbones will be like they'll each have that flat kind of face. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll have no cheekbone definition.
They have a nose, right?
You
they're
know,
not like the Chinese people like.
Pretty much are, and it's just like,
why do they walk by us like so slowly? They're like investigating what we're doing,
but they're just so plain. They're so plain. They borderline on ugly. It's true though. It really is.
That kid's name is Patrick Renna.
Who's this character name?
Cody, can I find a picture and put it on the blog?
Oh, I will. His name in the show, in the movie Sandlot, his character was Hamilton Ham Porter.
That kid, okay. Okay, I know exactly.
And you know
that's like a prime example of what you were just talking about.
You know, I guess, but
he is one ugly motherfucker.
Have you noticed that on like every podcast we just annihilate parts of our viewers? Like, we've annihilated the military, we've annihilated.
Hey, I edited that one out.
I'm gonna change subject right quick. Have you guys ever seen Princess Bride, the movie?
Yes, oh, yeah. Loved it.
Have you heard they're making a remake?
What? No.
I think it's gonna suck because you can't talk what they did already. It was
Wait
so
a minute.
Perfect.
Did you just say that you can't top the Princess Bride?
I love that movie. It's a great movie.
God, Patrick Renna looks...
Okay, question. Good question for you.
Side note.
You can't top what we already did.
Patrick Renna looks like Jonah Hill now. It's very funny.
Yeah. Anyways, my question is... I think maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Because to me... Princess Brides, I think I'm on the wrong track. Because you say the Princess Bride?
Bride, yeah.
Okay.
I said they can't top it, or I did, just to clarify.
And you think it's awesome, right?
I think it's a really good movie.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking that you're talking about. I'm thinking of that movie with Anne Hathaway and Julie Andrews, you know, where Anne Hathaway is younger and she doesn't know she's a princess and all of a sudden she's a princess.
That's Princess Diaries.
That's not the same movie. Okay.
Yes, that's why I'm like looking at you. I'm like, oh my god, you like that movie? Wow. And then now I realize you're talking about that one that was made in with Andre the Giant.
Yes.
That was a great movie. That was a great movie. But I was a little concerned when I thought you were talking about the whole Julie Andrews and Anne Hathaway.
I love Julie Andrews. It's amazing.
See, you just annihilated another part of our viewership. Good job.
I love to see that we're annihilating people.
Julie Andrews fans?
No.
I will never listen to this now.
I annihilated it as long as you don't comment on it.
Right? I'm not going to. Well, they're not gone yet, but they're going to get so pissed.
Such a jerk.
But yeah.
Last topic before we close out the podcast. I was watching this video on Huffington Post today. It was these kids like being asked like basic questions. Like the first one was what's the capital of Connecticut? And even I'm like, one kid got it right, Hartford.
I don't remember this either.
And then like they're like, Who's the Democrat that's running in the presidential election? Newt Gingrich? And these are kids like all in not in middle school, but they're all in a public high school. And they're like, whose guy's run as a Republican? Oh.
To be fair, though, most kids don't even watch the news. They don't pay attention to anything.
But you gotta admit, when we were seniors, though, we were all, because 2008 election was coming up, we were all about it.
We were seniors, yeah, I remember this.
Because I remember in Obie's class.
You kind of had to be, though, because the homework he gave was like, you had to pay attention to this stuff.
I think if you don't have a government class, then you're just fucked.
Before we end this, I would like to.
Oh, I was gonna keep going.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
And like the other one of the questions was, who's the vice president? And this one chick's like, Hillary Clinton.
How long ago was that?
Coda, let's just say that when you read stories, you don't look at the date below it, and I have a feeling that the date below what you were looking at. Was 2008.
No, actually.
4 years ago, babe.
No, okay, it actually though. Just came out.
It's alright, Coda. We forgive you. For all the viewers out there, Coda just does not understand current events.
What? You know, just, no, you're done. You're done being a jerk.
I know, I just said that. I said I was being a jerk.
Sorry.
I'm mad at you now.
Oh.
You've been a jerk the last two podcasts. Oh,
all right, before we get into this jerk stuff.
God, you're being worse than Matt bashing on me.
Oh, was just kidding.
All right, look. I am looking into getting an Xbox and a PS3. I'm asking everybody I know that has one. Or one or the other.
I was going to say, you could have gone to McMahon. McMahon's closed.
They have that one day on sale coming up. Where everything's going to be really cheap. But
you better
I'm not sure
be there,
what day.
Like,
I'm not sure
morning.
What day it is, though.
Posted June 13th, 2012.
I was kidding with you,
yesterday.
Yeah, you're a dick.
I was just kidding with you.
But, no, McMahon's actually going to be... I think they have like one, they're gonna have all the stores are closed right now, but I think they're supposed to reopen and have like just one day, one really big sale. Like everything's super cheap.
Well, let's go.
That's what I heard. I don't know anything about dates or if maybe that was the day because it was on the news. We don't think it happened the same day it hit the news though.
You want me to look it up real quick?
We could. I'm trying to figure out though. Do you have an Xbox? Do you have a PS3?
I have a PS3.
See, I'm asking everybody that has a PS3 and an Xbox 360 what they think I should get.
You need to get PS3.
And here's how it goes. Everybody has PS3, says PS3, Xbox.
Well,
I have to ask Eric because he has both. He'll give me the comparison.
It depends on what you want. Because there are certain games you can only get...
For certain ones.
For certain.
And that's
like, if you really like Halo... If you really like Halo, I suggest getting the Xbox.
Yeah, I like Halo a lot, but there's I'm so used to PlayStation controllers.
I say try and see if you can get a cheap PS3 because those new consoles are going to kick up here in the next year or two.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If
all
I
right, PS3,
PlayStation 4 and 720.
Let's go through the checklist. Let's go through a checklist here.
What checklist?
My checklist. All right, PS3. What can you get with PS3 that you can't get with an Xbox?
Killzone.
A life.
Yeah.
PlayStation but Home.
PlayStation 3 yeah. has, you have your internet.
You have your internet on Xbox too.
Okay. But also, you have the DVD main, play, like you can play Blu-ray.
Blu-ray is, that's, it's that one and the games are the main differences.
Yeah. So if you have any Blu-rays, you can do that through your PS3, but you don't need a Blu-ray player.
I don't care.
See, we do, and you can also do DVDs. We have some Blu-rays. We don't need all the extra stuff.
But the question is, for a Blu-ray to work, you have to have an HDTV. Otherwise, you're not getting the
full effect. Do you have an
HDTV? Full effect, no. Well, see,
you might have to get an Xbox then.
Yeah. See, and that's another thing. Like, I'm just saying PS3s are
what
better.
What you can do is you can
the controllers are comfortable.
Yeah, what's,
well, that, I like the I like
but
the Xbox.
Anybody who comes from an Xbox, they know the controllers are comfortable for them. That's just what you're used to.
Yeah. Well, I like... I mean, I was a diehard PlayStation person, and then I was like, fuck this, PlayStation 3 is way too expensive. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna go and buy an Xbox.
You know, so,
I bought an Xbox, and I became a hardcore Xbox guy
because it's they're interchangeable. They're both really good, and they have a lot of the same games. And actually, I heard someone there's a connection. My little brother got it. I'm not sure if I think it goes. I think Microsoft made a connection for it where you can plug a PS2 controller. But it was like for the original Xbox, nothing else.
Maybe
it was an old time thing where you could play your PS2 controller and play with PS2 controls. You just have to set the controls up.
Who owns Xbox?
Microsoft.
And Sony has the PS3.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Like, there's a deal. That,
I didn't know that.
Josh, we gotta get a third guy in here. She just doesn't know what we're talking about.
IPFW has a deal right now, don't they? Where you buy a laptop via Xbox or some sort of.
Yes, thing. I told you that one. Remember?
Yeah. I've seen that somewhere too before. It might have been. Might have been the time we went to, for like the first recording. We were trying to figure out where to record it.
Oh yeah,
that's probably when I seen it too.
Well, we should probably ask the listeners to comment on whether or not you should get a PS3 or an Xbox. Because I'm pretty sure people have a lot of opinions.
That'd be a good thing to hear opinions about.
We would like to get feedback on this.
And say, if you listen to this, please comment and say which one he should get if you are an avid gamer.
This is why I want to talk to Eric, because he doesn't have any differences about the controls, because he's used to both of them. He has an HDTV, so that doesn't affect it any.
I'm all about my PS3.
Of course, right now Eric's all about his new... Have you heard about... They came out with the new TVs, or TV kind of monitor screen, whatever, does the 3D.
You mean the 3D TVs?
Yeah.
I
didn't know if it was. It's kind of an old thing.
Those things are, that's
an old
niche market.
Yeah, if you.
It's a fad.
I'll tell you what you should do. If you want to actually.
Eric has it, though.
Yeah.
He says it's really awesome.
He could keep it.
Yeah, but see, I don't like watching 3D movies. I saw the Avengers in 3D.
It gives
really,
me a headache.
It actually took away from my the experience a little bit.
Because each
eye is trying to focus in.
Yeah.
And it really, like, I got a migraine by the end of it.
Because then, or you'll get dizzy.
Am I because your brain's trying to cope with it.
Do you wear contacts?
No,
okay.
But those glasses, the 3D glasses I was wearing, like, I had them over my glasses, and they kept slipping off.
That's my problem. I feel most people who wear contacts or glasses had more problems with it. just because
I have a problem with it.
I said more problems.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. It'll never.
I think the 3D thing is cool.
It's a concept.
It really is. It's just come back from what? Because the 1980s.
Eventually, maybe with better graphics. Eventually, we'll have like controllers of like guitar, like body suits and stuff, and like that.
If you watch Caprica, the main guy who Eric Stoltz plays, he actually invents a thing called the Holoband, and it's. To me, it looks like the future, like what we can make as the future of video gaming is you're actually inside the game.
You ever seen the movie The Gamer?
Gamer? Yeah, oh, yeah, where the guy
like basically you control him by like being in a circle or whatever.
Yeah,
because we don't want to control people. That's kind of cool.
That's kind of douchebaggy.
Well, the whole theory with the Holoband thing was that you would step in this thing and make an avatar of yourself. And then you put this, it looks like a little, when you like, you put it on your head and you just close your eyes and like, you can lay down and like, pretty much go to sleep, but in your brain, you're in the game. Okay. Like your avatar's in
there's
the game.
There's a lot of those kind of concepts though.
Yeah.
Which is a virtual reality thing.
I don't think I'd want a computer program in my brain.
I would never do that because I've seen something like that where like, someone gets trapped in by a virus or something like that, next thing you know. Like, they're fighting for the life.
Yeah, but think about, like, not even think about that. Think about, like, if they do create something like that, that can, like, just, have, like, flashing lights and, like, you know, like, they say if you have flashing lights and your eyes are closed, like, it sends certain messages or whatever. Well, that was basically the concept of it, and it would put you in the game. Well, what's that doing to your brain? Like, your brain could fry.
It's baking your brain.
You can get... like cancer, you need cancer from everything, but that's like saying, open the floodgates to cancer.
No, the floodgates to cancer is deep woods that spray that keeps bugs away. That can cause cancer, but it's the only thing that really works. People brought it back.
Oh, I use the smooth and dry.
Yeah,
it works.
Is it the deep woods stuff though?
No.
Okay.
All
right.
Well, we've been running pretty long. So right. I think we'll wrap this baby up.
Wrap it up tight.
Oh, we broadcasted from downtown Fort Wayne. If you guys want to keep listening to us, what's our Twitter handle again?
College Monkey or something like that.
At College Monkeys on Twitter.
Yes.
So if you guys want to follow us on Twitter, our handle is at College Monkeys.
Go figure the blog, get an idea.
And we have a blog called beforetheremonkeys.blogspot.com.
And now we're on iTunes. So.
And we're iTunes, so subscribe, please.
If you Google it, you'll find this is easy for all three of those, actually.
Yes. Just do either or.
All three of them.
Damn it, that's not the outro music. Hold on, I gotta get the outro music. That really took away from...
Got my groove going on there. You gotta pee right now.
We'll be back next week, guys. Keep listening.